Reverend Monteufel came in with laryngitis this morning, so he's asked me to read his homily. So I humbly beseech your kind indulgence. As I read the words, I just place me in Reverend Monteufel's shoes. The text is chosen from a portion of the gospel lesson, John chapter 14, verses 6 and 7. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. This is the 11th day of Christmas, and I wish you a merry and blessed Christmas also today. I can't follow the old song and send you 11 pipers piping and a partridge in a pear tree, but I can offer a good organist and a song. A song to express our faith that the living God is manifest in the flesh. A song to begin the new year with confidence in the Prince of Peace. Some years ago, as I was working in the catacombs of Concordia Historical Institute, I came across verses 4, 5, and 6 of the German version of Silent Night, and I decided to try to render the thoughts into English. Here are the results, with a hymn study to aid our meditation this morning on the incarnate Son of God and the truth and life that he brings. The third verse of Silent Night, in German and English, speaks of the pure light of God's love which radiates from Christ, the smile of the goodwill of God, who makes his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us, began to beam on the holy face of the smiling, laughing infant in Bethlehem, who was God in the flesh. Of course, this smile of God was known only to faith, the faith of Mary and Joseph, the shepherds, the wise men, Simeon, and the faith of us who read the story and believe it. These thoughts of grace and glory shining forth in Christ are continued in verse 4. Silent night, holy night, splendor from heaven's height shines reflected in this holy birth, bringing heavenly health to the earth. God is born as a man. God is born as a man. This is good news for sinful men like us who accuse ourselves before God of all our impurity, our unfaithfulness, and our unholy treatment of other people, our doubts and our murmurings, our disobedience. We know ourselves to be worthy of God's wrath, but our Lord Jesus Christ, the incarnate Son of God, is the reflection of his Father's beaming love and desire for fellowship with us. He that knows me knows the Father, says the Savior. As we see Jesus become a baby and live like a man to earn eternal life for us and to bear the punishment of our sins in our place, we see here reflected the fatherly heart of him who sent him, who desires that mankind should be redeemed, restored, forgiven, and should live with him in bliss and glory. On that silent night, holy night, God moved into the crucial part of his war against the principalities and powers and forces of evil that plunge man into sin and guilt and misery. For God wills to deliver us from sin and death. Silent night, holy night, now is felt all the might of our Father's forgiveness and grace, and our brother's warm, tender embrace. Jesus, brother of men. Jesus, brother of men. The coming of God's Son was the beginning of the great kingdom which overcomes and outlasts all the kingdoms and forces of men and devils, the kingdom of truth that liberates and grace that forgives rebels and heals their waywardness and corruption and leads them to serve the Lord with gladness. Great is the mystery of godliness. The living God is manifest in the flesh as the brother of all men. Imagine Joseph Moore staying up till 4 in the morning writing this song, with thoughts like these stretching his mind and heart. The love of God toward us is incarnate in a perfect man who loves his neighbor as himself, yea, more than himself, for he lays down his life for those whom he loves. This is the God-man, the second Adam, the new head of the race, the vicarious satisfier, and the representative of mankind. You see him weeping over the death of his friend Lazarus and groaning for the blind man, and you take heart that he feels the same about you. See him suffering in body and soul for your redemption, and know that he is the sympathetic helper for all the crosses which you bear. See him risen gloriously from the dead. He is our elder brother, blazing a trail into life eternal for us. He is our strong, wise brother, whom we love, of whom we are proud, who helps and defends us in all our needs, who is not ashamed to call us brethren, black sheep and disgrace to him though we are, who earnestly desires our welfare and delights to see us grow and gain the blessings and joys and everlasting benefits he has bought for us. This is Jesus, our brother. The last verse proclaims that sinful man has the hope of escaping the consequences of his transgression. Silent night, holy night. Lord, thy law shan't indict those who, trusting thy Son, are set free through thy promise of leniency. Pardon promised of old. Pardon promised of old. The law always accuses us and shows us all our unrighteousness. All are guilty according to God's law, and none can redeem himself. But there is a way out of all of this. Jesus is the way out, the way, the truth, and the life. God became man, was obedient in our stead, and was raised from death to manifest the glorious eternal life that God gives to them that are justified for Jesus' sake. And so God's law shall not accuse, indict, and condemn us. The Father is lenient and clement, forgives and bestows continual gifts upon us that we have not deserved, and asks us, yea, commands us to expect good things from him. There is an old German story about a little boy named Hans who went to sleep on Christmas Eve and dreamed that he had died and came to the gate of heaven, pulling the new sled he had gotten for Christmas. He knew Jesus and had often thought about the happy life that Christians will have with him. St. Peter sat there at the gate and opened a huge book to look up Hans's sins, and said, now last night, on the Christ child's birthday, you did not say your prayers. I was too happy and excited, replied the boy. That's no excuse, said St. Peter. If you are happy, you should give thanks to God. Then he read off other omissions of prayer with all their dates and many examples of naughty behavior. Last night, you did not obey your papa and mama. And at supper, you did not eat your peas and beans as you were told. You had a temper tantrum and kicked Prince, your dog, because he was in your way. The boy was worried now and began to cry. Surely he wasn't going to get in. St. Peter went on. You had a fight with your sister and told your brother you would not let him play with your new sled. And what has he done for the poor? I don't know any poor people, said little Hans. Oh, no? What about Franz, who lives down the block? Oh, he's the boy who comes to school without any socks. Did you give him any old socks of yours? No. Did you give him any of your old toys? No. Did you ever feel sorry for him or wish he had a happy Christmas? No. They went through a long list like this. And finally, St. Peter said, a person like you cannot come in here. An angel came and set Hans on the sled and pushed him. Down the sled flew, through the clouds in the air, faster and faster, all the way down into his own bed. He woke up. What a happy Christmas morning. He could hardly stop talking. Mama, Papa, I will eat my beans. I will share my sled. Nice Prince, I won't kick you anymore. Mama, may I give Franz my old socks and these nuts and apples and half of my toy army? That is a charming Christmas story. The only trouble is that the whole point of Christmas is left out. That's why I changed the ending when I told it to my little boy. I said, Hans woke up, was taken to church, and heard the Bible lesson which reads, Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Does that mean, he asked, that Jesus takes away all the bad things I do so I can live with him in heaven? Yes, said his father. Then he said, I know he loves me, and I love him. I will not kick the dog anymore, but I will do all the things that make Jesus glad, because that makes me glad. From ancient times, God's word of promise has brought hope and quickening to his people. And so it shall also to us as we live through the new year with many anxieties and problems and often troubled hearts. He has disclosed his goodwill toward men in his promise to be lenient and merciful and to help us daily, even though we are unworthy of any of his gifts. It is the promise of Christ and of fulfillment and fullness of blessing in Christ, the promise fulfilled at Christmas, fulfilled this year, fulfilled eternally. Let us turn to the litany on page 110 and express our trust in the incarnate Lord and all he has done for us.